Now we move on to the concerns regarding maternity services at Portiuncula University Hospital in Ballinasloe. The HSE stated yesterday that external reviews into the delivery of 9 babies since late 2023 are taking place. It follows reports of significantly higher than normal rates of hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy, which is where babies don't get enough oxygen or blood supply to their brains before, during or after birth. This can in some cases cause fatal or permanent brain damage. A new management team has been put in place with immediate effect to oversee the maternity services at the hospital. The Regional Clinical Director of HSE West and Northwest, Pat Nash, said, "We're making these changes now to ensure the maternity service at Portiuncula is as safe as possible for mothers and their babies." The Department of Health said the Minister, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, has been briefed on the situation, and once individual reviews are complete, the Minister will consider next steps with her officials and the HSE. Well, we're joined now by Tony Canavan. He's Regional Executive Officer of HSE West and Northwest. Tony, thanks for joining us this morning to discuss this. What firstly prompted this external review and has it begun?
Good morning, Karen. I suppose what I would say is our first concern and what really prompted this is our concern for the mothers that that have been using our services at Portiuncula, indeed the women that will use our services going forward in Portiuncula, and of course for their children as well. As you described, we are conducting a number of reviews into cases that arose this year, last year, 2024, and at the tail end of 2023. And these are cases of concern that are under review right now.
And have all the families been informed of these cases that are being reviewed?
Yes, all of the families that are directly impacted by the reviews have been contacted, and we've been in discussions with them, and we're working that through with them. And when the outcomes from those reviews are complete, again, we'll be in communication with those families.
Now, just to clarify the number of cases being reviewed and when the most recent incident was that is being reviewed also.
Yeah, in total, there are 9 cases that we're looking at, 9 cases that are of concern. The most recent occurred last week, and 6 of the cases arose in 2024, and 2 of them arose at the end of 2023. As you pointed out, all of the cases are of concern to us, and that's why they're being reviewed. The number of cases, though, that were referred for cooling, they're a real concern. It's the number of cases that are a real concern.
And can you just explain for listeners about this HIE and the what can happen to a baby when this happens?
Yeah. So as you described again in your introduction, a HIE can occur when a baby is deprived of oxygen either immediately before, during or immediately after birth. A treatment for that is described as head cooling. It's probably the easiest way to describe it. And when a baby is referred for head cooling from one of our hospitals to one of the Dublin hospitals where it takes place, we then report that as an incident, and we review it in all cases to try to understand why it happened and if anything could be done differently or better next time around.
And people will want to know what will be investigated within this review.
So it's not a single review, it's individual 9 reviews of each individual case to understand what happened. And so most of those cases do relate to head cooling, but not all of them are related to head cooling. And all aspects of the care that was provided to the mothers and indeed, and most importantly, to the babies in those cases will be examined. And we'll understand then better why the babies were referred, what happened in terms of their care, and what can be done differently next time around.
And where was the concern first raised in relation to this latest review? Was it on the basis of an internal review that had been done, or did someone raise the concern specifically?
The concern first arose last year, at the end of last year, for me, when it was brought to my attention that there were the number of cases that had been referred for head cooling.
Who brought that to your attention? Was it a family member or a person in the hospital?
So the hospital, Portiuncula Hospital, have been very, very proactive in, first of all, identifying any risks that arise or issues that arise within their services generally, and in particular within their maternity services, and they report them. And they're very proactive in that area, which is a really good sign of a maternity unit, for sure. So the concerns were first raised within the hospital, the incidents were reported, and then the number of incidents then were brought to my attention at the end of last year.
Is the incidence rate unusually high at Portiuncula?
So it was last year, and of particular concern was the fact that five cases were referred for head cooling, and one other case probably should have. So the incidence was probably six cases for the year for Portiuncla. It's a hospital that had about 1,300 births last year, and we would have expected the rate to be somewhere in around one or maybe two case referred last year. But as I say, five and probably six should have been referred last year, and that's higher than we would have expected.
The HSE has acknowledged concern. This is a worrying development for people who are attending the hospital for maternity care. This is not the first of these type of reviews. Between 2019 and 2023, a further eight case reviews took place regarding similar issues that happened to babies being born. So what happened there with these reviews?
Yeah, and again, I think it's important to understand that is true, and we've been very open about all of the cases.
And were they published? Were the findings published of those between 2019 and 2023?
Again, all of those are individual case reviews for of the individual patient care that would have been worked through with the families directly involved and impacted by them. So we were very open in terms of all of those cases. And again, it does to some extent set the context for what's happening currently. But all of those cases were individually reviewed back then at that time.
And just specifically, what did those reviews find? What was the outcome?
One of the key findings was the need for us to report first of all of these incidents when they arise, and so the reporting levels are now better than they were. Improved communications within the clinical teams was one of the common recommendations for sure. Training for some of the individual members of staff was also recommended in respect of some of these reviews as well. And again, all of the recommendations that were made were followed through.
And those recommendations were made though while other incidents, unfortunately, had been happening at the hospital in the interim.
Well, I think it's important to understand that, first of all, that we have clinical incidents occur in hospitals all of the time. It's the nature of the delivery of care. And the most important thing is that we are open to identifying incidents when they arise, first of all, and that we examine and review each one and learn from it.
And as you say, the lessons being learned and recommendations being followed through on. Just to go further back again to 2018 and to the review into the delivery and care of 18 babies at that hospital in 2015. Now, that was well publicised about the findings that multiple serious failures, including a lack of training, staffing issues, contributed to the deaths of three babies. There were recommendations made at that time. Can you just outline them? And did any improvements come out of that?
Yeah, so there was a very significant report produced in 2018, which was called the Walker Report, and it looked into a number of cases that arose in the years previous to that. One of the key recommendations that arose from that report was that the unit at Portiuncla would be partnered, or would be, in other words, that we would deliver one service across two sites between Galway University Hospitals and Portiuncla University Hospital. So over the years since 2018, we have been building that connection between those two units. In addition to that, they also made recommendations relating to the level of staffing that should be provided at the unit, including consultant staffing and also midwifery staffing. And so we have also increased quite significantly the numbers of consultants and the numbers of midwives at the unit. And of course, there were other recommendations as well around training, all of which have been followed through as well.
Well, the three reviews that we know of into maternity services in the last decade, a lot of people will be asking, can they feel confident that it's a safe environment to have a baby?
Yeah, so I would say yes is the answer to that, for sure. And I am assured by the level of care that's being provided at Portiuncla Hospital. I spent the day in Portiuncla yesterday, and it's very clear that all of the staff at Portiuncla Hospital are highly committed to the delivery of safe care for their patients, and they're also highly committed to ensuring that they continue to improve that care.
And
in addition to a change
with the new management team that has been put in place as well within that.
Yeah, so in addition to the existing Portiuncla management team and the existing Portiuncla staff, we've also brought in a team, an external team, to work with them, three people that will be supporting the delivery of the care at the maternity unit, including a consultant obstetrician, a director of midwifery and a senior manager. And the purpose of this team going in at this time is to support the Portiuncla service for sure, but also to be there in advance of these reviews being completed, so that when they are completed that we'll be able to take on board all of the recommendations and make sure that they're implemented as well fully.
And are all existing staff remaining in place under this new team that's overseeing maternity services?
Yes, all of the existing staff are continuing to work in Port Dunklin and continue to deliver care.
With that change that has happened with the new management, the HSE did say in a statement yesterday that these steps being taken are part of a number of changes it's taking as a result of concerns in relation to the provision of maternity services at Port Dunklin. So what are the other changes that are planned or are underway?
Well, the principal change is the introduction of the new management team, and they'll be working closely with the team in Port Dunklin. They will report externally from the hospital, so it means that the obstetrician that's leading that team will be reporting directly to the clinical director for our services within the region, and that's the other significant change.
In terms of the external review of cases to be completed, when is that expected?
They are moving along different timelines. We expect that most of the reviews will be completed by the end of February, and some of them possibly before that. But some of the cases, one of them arose towards the end of 2024, and one of them, as I say, only arose last week. So the process of review in relation to those two cases has only just commenced, and will take a number of months before they're completed. But I think it's important to note that the step that we took yesterday was put in place in advance of all of the reviews being completed, so that we can start to make sure that if there are improvements that need to be made and they can be identified now, that we're getting on with those straight away, we're not waiting.
I suppose people will be asking, because you did say that you feel it's a safe environment, and then people will question why then a whole new management team had to be brought in. It will obviously ask a lot of questions about the actual safety there, so it is an understandable concern.
I can understand the concern for sure, and I certainly I understand completely that for women that are booked in with Port Dunklin, we've over 800 people are currently booked in with Port Dunklin and expect to have their babies there. You know that this news today will be worrying for them, and I certainly do apologise for any distress that we were causing to those people. But we are putting supports in place for people, and would ask women, we are writing out individually to all of those 800 women today to advise them of what is happening and to explain why it's happening, and to give them access to further information if they want to get further information in relation to it. And we would of course advise any woman that's booked in with us at Port Dunklin that they would contact their obstetrician or their midwife or indeed their GP if they've got any concerns. But I would say that our services at Port Dunklin are continuing as normal.
You were giving that assurance, but you are the regional executive officer for this area, and the HSC says OREOs are responsible for the delivery of high quality, safe and accessible service for the population of their region. In light of these latest issues that have arisen and the number of others in recent years as well, are you confident you're delivering and that your position is tenable?
Yes, I think the most important thing in healthcare is that, first of all, that we're open to the fact that incidents do occur, that we don't close our eyes to that. Incidents do occur in healthcare settings. When they occur, we need to be upfront about that. We need to be honest and open with the patients and people that are impacted by that. And then we need, as a service and as service providers, to learn from that. The worst thing in the world we could do is to deny that incidents happen. And in this case, we are being really, really upfront with people and being honest with people about what's happened.
Okay, Tony Canavan, Regional Executive Officer of HSC West and Northwest. Thank you for speaking to us.